Loud. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So the Minnesota Wild lose last night. They jumped off to a good start. They got the first goal of the game, and then just things just didn't go well for them. This is not good. They're 3-6-3. What's going on?
They're not playing very well. And you're right. They played well early. They were out shooting. They're getting good chances. They take the lead. It just feels like a very fragile team right now. And Hines is questioning, you know, effort after the game. I remember when Dean Evason started questioning his players' effort. That's when he got fired. I think that they probably need to make a coaching change. You know, why do I defend some coaches and not defend others? Coaches, managers. I just think different sports have different cultures, different emphases. And hockey, let's face it, about 90% of the coaches are interchangeable. And you bring somebody in, he gives you some fresh, you know, some fresh words, fresh energy, resets the season, and you can actually play well immediately. It won't solve all your organization's problems, but you can get a bump. And this isn't working. And John Hines, you know, he was worth a try. It didn't work out. He'll go coach somebody someplace else sometime. It's not a tragedy that he's going to get fired. Evason got rehired, you know, got hired. I just think they need a change. It's the player's fault, but you got it. But the coach, changing the coach can make a difference.
How quickly do you think they might make this move?
I mean, how about what time is it?
7:19. So today?
I don't know. I mean, I can't predict when they're going to do it. I just think this is a logical time to do it.
Jim, some other things going on. We got the Ravens ended up beating the Dolphins 28-6 last night. I guess all it takes is to get a few defensive players back and Lamar Jackson back, and then the Ravens look like a pretty good team again.
Well, the Ravens look good. Lamar looked really sharp throwing the ball. Didn't run it much, but when he did run, he looked fine. And it's bad time for the Vikings because now they have a 10-day rest and they get to come to U.S. Bank Stadium with a pretty healthy roster and a lot of different ways of beating you. Still not a perfect team, but I mean, I see them winning that division. You know, they were 2-5 and now they're going to go win that division because the division is terrible. And the other thing is I thought the Ravens looked good. I thought the Dolphins, who destroyed Atlanta last week and looked really sharp, looked horrible. Speaking about coaches getting fired, Mike McDaniels has got to be on the way out. That just is not a professional operation. I mean, just they make every mistake you can possibly make. He's a highly intelligent guy, and his team can't get a playoff without calling a timeout in key situations. They have some talent, but that is not a good situation. And they will be changing coaches. The question is whether they do it in season or after.
Jim, looking at the Vikings injury report, Christian Darrisaw, full practice Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. Should we be concerned?
Yes. This was not a scheduled day of rest, so it means he couldn't practice or didn't want to practice. That is a problem. That is a major problem for this organization. And I've heard all kinds of different theories from people inside and outside football. You know, the knee is just bothering him, period. It could be that simple. The knee is just bothering. It could also be that he feels like they rushed him to be ready for the start of the season, and because they rushed him, he doesn't really trust them, and he's going to just react to every little twinge he feels, even though he's medically cleared. You know, he got his big contract. He's not playing for a contract anymore. So the simplest answer sometimes is the accurate answer. Maybe the knee hurts. It's just that simple. But he's been medically cleared, and he keeps bowing out of practices and games. Doesn't look happy when he's talking to the staff on the field before games when he's working out. At least he wasn't the last couple of games. So there's something, I think there's something going on there that we're not exactly going to be privy to in the short run here, but it is a bad thing they didn't practice yesterday.
So Brian O'Neill was limited the last 2 days. Will he likely go on Sunday?
I think so, but there's no guarantee. You know, maybe he'll practice today. Maybe it'll be a game time decision, but that's not a good sign either.
Andrew Van Ginkel should be back?
Yes, that's the good news on this. Van Ginkel, we talked to him the other day. He's feeling pretty good. Full practice all week. I was worried that, you know, a neck thing could really linger. And, you know, when we asked him if he's going to need surgery after the season, he wouldn't talk about it. So there's probably something going on there. But, yeah, full practice all week. That's probably the best thing on the injury report.
All right, so the Vikings will play against the Lions on Sunday. We talked about that quite a bit the last couple of days. Certainly with J.J. back, that's going to be different for this team. Do you feel like there will be more of the offense open to them? I mean, it's are we going to see the similar type of J.J. we saw the first 2 weeks?
I don't think it's with J.J. I was going to say, I don't think it's about scheme. I think it's about him just getting the ball out on time and making decisions on time. But, you know, if I were Kevin O'Connell, I would definitely be simplifying the offense so he feels comfortable with everything he's doing. Don't make him overthink things. Don't make him try to get to his fourth read. Give him an easy check down. Tell him to run if he can. I know people are worried about injuries, but tell him to run and get whatever yard is there and slide. You know, that's the safest play in football is a quarterback sliding. So I just think they need to simplify it. I still remember I've been around so many offensive coaches when they're trying to break in a new quarterback. They give them, especially an athletic quarterback, they give them the play action rollout, you know, bootleg, easy pass to the tight end to get them going early in the game, get your tight end activated. You know, obviously you want to get the ball to Jefferson, but Jefferson's easy to get the ball to. But I would just keep things pretty simple. You know, pretty simple, and just let them not have to overthink things.
Jim, do you think there's a such thing as being injury prone?
I mean, technically, you can say, oh, this player's had 8 injuries, this player's had 1 injury, so the guy with 8 injuries is injury prone. But I just think that almost everybody's going to get hurt at some point. I mean, you know, the one athlete I've been around who absolutely you couldn't accuse of being injury prone was Kirby Puckett. He just played every day, wanted to play every day, did play every day, never went on the injured list until he had glaucoma and he couldn't see out of his eye. So, you know, there are players who just seem impervious to injury or more impervious to injuries. But, you know, I've also seen Paul Mahler be quote-unquote, injury-prone for half of his career and then be an Iron Man for the rest of his career. We've seen Buxton go from, you know, can't play in 2 days in a row to basically just playing every day without restrictions this year. So injury-prone is just, it's an easy term to use. We love the easy, simple term that lets you shut your brain off and just say, oh, he's injury-prone. I just think it's always more complex than that.
Jim, the Gopher football team's going to host Michigan State tomorrow at 2:30. They were really bad against Iowa. Can they come back and beat Michigan State this time?
Oh, I expect them to. Michigan State is not good. Gophers are going to be they're very embarrassed, and they're playing at home. So, yeah, I think they'll come back and beat Michigan State. I don't know if that's going to be an indicator of anything other than just being embarrassed and playing hard, but I think they'll win this week.
I suppose that would make them bowl eligible then? 6 wins gets you there?
Yeah. And, you know, you don't want to just win 6, but yeah, it's a necessary step.
So getting to 7 or 8 wins, I mean, what is considered a success for this program?
Depends on who you are, you know? For me, no. You know, I feel like they do have talent on this roster. You know, Parrish is one of the best players they've had. He is not having the incredible season I think we anticipated, which is a concern. I don't know. It really depends on how you feel about PJ. You can blame him for having a down year. You can say, hey, this is just the way it is at Minnesota. Both things are true. And I will also give him the benefit of the doubt in that he has, I think, a very good young quarterback who's seeing all this for the first time. And his offensive line has not been what it usually is, which has limited his ability to play teams like Iowa. So, I don't know. You can be upset about it, or you can just kind of say, hey, this is just the way this is this year. And there's still some talent. You know, next year you're going to have Lindsey more entrenched, and you're still going to have Parrish. I don't know. It's kind of up to you how you want to feel about it.
Jim, how about the World Series? We got Game 6 tonight. Blue Jays hosting the Dodgers. Blue Jays with a win, they can win this. But Yamamoto looks like he's going to start for the Dodgers.
Yes, Yamamoto has been incredible. Can the Jays either get to him or get him out of the game? That, to me, is the key. But, you know, they also have Game 7. But, yeah, it's been a great series. So I kind of, you know, I'm kind of biased in favor of the American League team with the former Twins hitting coach. And I like Ken Varland. I just like watching the way the Jays play. I think it'd be a cool upset of the richest team in sports. But I would also like to see a game seven. So I'm happy either way tonight.
So it was made official. Derek Shelton's the new manager. Any different thoughts or thoughts that you would want to share in regards to that?
Pretty much the same thought, which is I think highly of Derek Shelton. I understand why they hired him. I also think it's a bad symbolic move for a team that just seems very comfortable doing the same stuff over and over.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
So we've done Mitchell's interview show out with a couple of former Gopher volleyball players who are now playing for Athletes Unlimited. We have Jeff Diamond's Vikings Insiders out. Today we'll do Chin Music with Roy Smalley and Lavelle Neal. Talk about the hire. Lavelle broke the story for the Star Tribune. We'll talk to him about that process as well. We still have Russo's Hockey Show with Anthony LaPanta is out. We have the John Krasinski Show on the Timberwolves. Randy Shaver's show, Mark Rosen's show, et cetera, et cetera. And everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Great. Thanks, Jay. You too.
That's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStriv. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcasts at TalkNorth.com. Dream Getaway 88 code words continue, and here is your first code word of the day. It is GHOST. G-H-O-S-T. GHOST. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is GHOST. G-H-O-S-T. GHOST. Type that in, and we're going to have code words as well at 10:20 and 12:28. App only code word at 3 this afternoon. First code word of the day is GHOST.